On February 9th, 1928, two heavyweights squared off in a fight for the ages at the Masonic Center in Cleveland, Ohio. It was standing room only, and an estimated 500,000 more listened at home on the radios. The event was, quote, a metaphysical contest between two mental giants, Clarence Darrow and Rabbi Barnett Brickner, arguing over the question, is man a machine? In the 1920s, American society had become deeply polarized between modernists and fundamentalists. In the wake of an increase in social Darwinism, along with a rise in anti-Semitism and the KKK, modernists felt free to attack any institution they considered outdated, especially religion. On the other side, fundamentalists became convinced that the outside world was hostile to them, so they held tightly onto the church and the religious subculture. Only 3 years before this great debate, the famed Scopes trial brought the rift between modernists and fundamentalists into the public spotlight. This division in American society was again brought to light in 1928, when the public flocked to a series of widely publicized debates involving Clarence Darrow, well known as America's greatest lawyer and famous for leading the defense in the Scopes trial, and also a very vocal agnostic. Darrow debated popular religious leaders, many of whom were rabbis, throughout the United States and Canada on at least 9 occasions. Darrow, never afraid to share his views in the public spotlight, was well aware of the fact that 80% of his audience would often be against him. And this debate in Cleveland fit that mold. At this inaugural debate of the series, Darrow took on Rabbi Barnett Brickner, a rising star of both the Reform movement and the Cleveland community, rabbi of the largest congregation in the country. He was a bright mind and a young personality, the perfect person to take on Darrow in the war between agnosticism and faith. The Honorable Carrington T. Marshall, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Ohio, moderated the debate. A copy of the debate can be found in the Brickner collection housed at the American Jewish Archives. At the start of the debate, Darrow quickly went on the offensive. Brain, blood, muscles, bones, and nervous system. That's all any of us have to start with, and all most people have all through life. From the beginning until today, every discovery made respecting man has been made in terms of mechanisms. It was obvious that Darrow was convinced that man's potential was limited by our earthly origins and needed no help from any divine source. But much to the crowd's delight, the youthful Brickner held his ground and went blow for blow with his famed debater. Brickner's largest applause came from the crowd when he defined religion as, quote, man thinking his highest, feeling his deepest, doing his best. The audience did not want to be reduced to mere robots, as Darrow had claimed. After 3 rounds of academic fisticuffs, the debate ended with Brickner delivering one final blow to Darrow. Quote, let Mr. Darrow explain to you, in terms of mechanism, of physical and chemical action, in terms of vibration and wavelength, in terms of the pounding of the drums and the blowing of the oboe and the fiddling on the violins, why the Ninth Symphony of Beethoven will stir a man so. After the debate, both a poll of experts and the ballots of the audience present declared Brickner the winner. In a period when logic and science were becoming the new religion of modern America, this event, this debate, proves that faith and human creativity would not be bowled over by Clarence Darrow and his brand of intellectual agnosticism. Bigger than a boxing match or the latest celebrity craze, an intellectual debate about belief and faith was the star of America for this one night. Cleveland's Plain Dealer reporter Fred Charles described the night as, quote, almost without parallel in American history, with enthusiasm running at fever heat and bubbling over into roars of applause when either of the gladiators scored the hits. It truly was a heavyweight fight for the ages.